Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. So what changed over the weekend? We are joined by Doug Saltzman, who is somebody for a long time, knows the ins and outs of politics, political and polling, analyst, familiar voice on this station over the years. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
So what changed over the weekend?
Well, I think the election on Tuesday, you know, there's an old saying in politics, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. And on Tuesday, the Republicans were the bug. It was not a good day for Republicans here in Pennsylvania, across the country. Democrats won. And the polling showed that the administration played a lot of role in that, that people weren't pleased with how things were going. Trump's approval numbers are not good. So I think suddenly they realized, you know, we got to get the government going again. Plus, with the holidays coming up, especially Thanksgiving travel, my own brother I picked up at the airport, his flight was hours late yesterday because of issues. So I think that played a role last Tuesday on why suddenly they got to make some changes and get the government up and running again. It's just it's having an impact.
You know, Doug, it's interesting that there are 8 Democrats, all Democrats, who have come over to vote with the Republicans on reopening the government. What's your analysis of that?
Well, I think they're seeing it in their own states. Politicians always say they don't pay attention to the polls. Yes, they do. And polls are done constantly, not just when they're running for election. And it's not the public ones. It's not the New York Times poll. It's not Quinnipiac poll. They do their own polling. There's private polling done every day of the week that politicians have access to. And I think some of those states with Democratic senators, it wasn't looking good for them. And they thought they may have been hurting their reelection chances if they don't get the government up and running again. It does have an impact. And I think they realize that.
So that said, walk us through the process. So they had this special vote over the weekend, but now it's not official. So if someone hears the shutdown is over, not so fast.
No, yeah. The Senate's very unique that they have, you know, sort of the filibuster-proof voting effort. And what they can do, it that they figure out, okay, we got enough votes now to bring up the vote for a vote. Does that make it? No wonder people don't understand politics, right? They have to get to that 60-vote level so they can bring up the vote to reopen the government. I hope I made that make hope that made sense, but it's as crazy as it sounds. They did not want to go what's called the nuclear option and just go a straight majority vote. So in this case, they needed to get a 60-vote majority so they could bring up the vote, the bill, for a vote.
Okay.
As absurd as that sounds.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's in other words, they're preparing to get ready.
I think you're right. I used to work for a group that would have meetings to plan the next meeting, and it would drive us nuts. And that's sort of what this is like. When you have a preliminary vote, sometimes actually Pittsburgh City Council has a preliminary vote to see if they have the votes to pass something. But it's when you don't know you have enough votes, so you take that preliminary vote.
Okay, so timing, what best case scenario, what happens?
Well, I don't, you know, it's not as if they're going to vote today and the government's going to open tomorrow and everybody's going to get the funding they need. It's going to take some time for this to happen. Oddly enough, Pennsylvania is getting hit with a double whammy right now because the federal government shutdown has been, you know, less than a month and a half. The state government, they're months behind. They should have had the budget passed by July 1st. Now, the difference is state workers are getting paid, but agencies, organizations, municipalities, counties in Pennsylvania aren't getting funding from the state. They were due to get that funding by starting July 1st for this fiscal year. That's why counties, some are laying off employees, some are taking out loans they had to pay interest on just to keep government running. So Pennsylvania, municipalities and counties are getting hit with a double whammy because neither the federal or the state government's budgets are passed.
Now, while they'll be getting a funding bill through that will, I guess, keep the government running through January, Doug, they still have to deal with the expiring subsidies of the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, absolutely. And that is obviously has been the big sticking point throughout all of this. And when you hear Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, talking about it, that's what he's been pushing the whole time. To have that done beforehand, the administration says, no, let's get the government open, then we'll deal with that. And it's one of those government programs, and I said, there's nothing harder to undo than a government program. And obviously, it would be a huge change for those getting their health care through the ACA or Obamacare, as a lot of people call it, if those subsidies were to suddenly go away. It'd be a real burden for folks.
Well, appreciate you jumping on with us and clarifying. I want people just to know exactly what's going on, and it's not a flip of a switch that it's open, but it's certainly the most encouraging news we've heard in 41 days.
Yeah, and I apologize if some of that sounded confusing. There's just no simple way to explain.
Oh, no, it's not your fault.
How votes are done in the U.S. Senate.
I do have a final question. I know the obvious answer, but in this technological age, Paul and I were discussing this earlier, why couldn't, I know they have to be in person, but why couldn't we, in this cyber secure way, get a vote electronically from our elected officials when there's a crisis situation?
Well, you would think they could. They did during pandemic. People were voting remotely. And there's always been that question. If we were to have a huge national crisis where, let's say, God forbid, a good part of the U.S. Senate or Congress were to be killed. And it takes a very long time to replace members of the House. The Senate, if somebody in the Senate and the governor replaces a senator, tragically, it's happened in Pennsylvania when John Hines died. He was replaced immediately. But in a situation like this, I guess they have to determine what exactly is a full-scale emergency. And perhaps just not funding the government wasn't determined to be that.
Appreciate the input. Excellent.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Larry.
You got it. Doug Saltzman on the Big K Morning Show. So I think he did a good job of kind of framing where we are at this moment.
Yeah, but again, just explaining the arcane way that the Senate gets things done, right? And then when they're done with this, by the way, they've got to send it to the House where it needs to be approved as well.
Right. Instant Access, a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Last week, we got a lot of questions about SNAP and travel. And as you have heard this morning, hopefully an end to this shutdown after 41 days. But it's still a lot up in the air and a lot in limbo, especially air travel. So check ahead. Baseball scandal in the middle of this, on the heels of the basketball betting scandal. Major League Baseball dealing with Cleveland Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Chase and Luis Ortiz,
who used to pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
This is interesting because it's a little different than some of the news that we have heard about the scandal in basketball.
Well, I think the best way I can describe it would be to say that the pitchers, I don't know how do you pronounce Emmanuel's last name. It's spelled C-L-A-S-E. Is it Classe? Is it Clace? I don't know, and then Ortiz, but both have been indicted on charges that they took bribes from sports bettors to throw certain types of pitches, including tossing balls in the dirt instead of strikes to ensure successful bets.
Yes, manipulating their individual pitches to ensure a favorable outcome for people who were betting on them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. The indictment says that both pitchers took several $1,000s in payoffs. They were helping a couple, two, in fact, unnamed gamblers back in the Dominican Republic. They helped them win close to $500,000 in these in-game prop bets, you know, that you can make online. And it was all based on the speed and the outcome of certain pitches.
Well, Classett, or however you pronounce his name, he's accused, I guess as far back as May of 2023, Ortiz, June of this summer. In the actions, it's alleged that somebody's benefited the bettors to a sum of $700,000.
Wow.
Can I present something to
Please
you guys?
Do.
Please do.
So I'm watching this show with my husband called Billions, and it's really good. And I found out a lot of hedge fund companies have a in-company therapist. And I'm wondering if these professional teams need someone on staff that can advise in these areas, because what is going on?
Well, they're risking it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Collectively, the pair could face up to 65 years in prison if convicted on all charges. The indictments read, the charges in the indictment are allegations and the defendants are presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. If convicted, each defendant faces a maximum of 20 years in prison on wire fraud conspiracy, 20 on the honest services wire fraud count, 5 years imprisonment on conspiracy to influence sports contests by bribery, and 20 years imprisonment on money laundering.
So let me give you a breakdown on what this would mean in terms of a game and the pitch being thrown and the bets being made. The indictment has an example that says that Klaes, or Klaas, allegedly invited a bettor to a game against the Red Sox in April and spoke with him by phone just before taking the mound. 4 minutes later, the indictment says the bettor and his associates won $11,000 on a wager that this guy would toss a certain pitch slower than 97.95 miles per hour.
Wow.
Can you believe that? And these guys, both these pitchers, took several $1,000s when they're earning millions.
That's what I'm saying. They need someone to literally present the picture in front of their face.
Yeah, this whole, I'll tell you what's added to this is some of the sports are concerned about these prop bets because this is where an individual player has the most influence to this point, especially per pitch, right? If you're a pitcher, mm-hmm. you're controlling that, but it might not be obvious to anybody else that you're doing it in the moment.
Ortiz's salary this year is just south of $800,000, but the other pitcher has a $4.5 million salary this year. He's in the fourth season of a $20 million five-year contract. He's a three-time All-Star, and his entire career is in jeopardy now because of this silly helping people win bets.
Allegedly. That said, the fact that Major League Sports is now benefiting directly from advertising from all the sports betting online and otherwise makes it even more challenging. But the integrity of these games, they've got to dig deeper and find a way. Because
the way they caught these guys was that Major League Baseball noticed unusual betting activity. They picked up on it. So these guys thought that they would be able to do it under the radar, but Major League Baseball apparently was looking for this kind of thing.
Well, the question that a lot of people have, especially if you bet on games and individuals and prop bets, is the integrity. That's everything. And this is projecting a big cloud in baseball, basketball.
This is making what Pete Rose did look like kiddie play.
And who knows? It's what you don't know.
Right.
That's
it's the iceberg, right? You can see the tip, but you wonder how big it is below water.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Monday I feel like I'm getting my education in finance when it comes to retirement, and that's because Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, brought to you by Brian and his team on KDK. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. As we get ready to end 2025, a lot of retirees think their taxes will automatically go down in retirement. Is that true or a myth?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's probably one of the biggest myths out there. I mean, most people think I'll be in a lower tax bracket when I retire, but that's rarely the case. But it's not our fault for thinking that way, because that's what everybody told us. Put your money away in a tax-deferred account. When you retire, you'll be in a lower tax bracket. Don't worry about it. And after 25 years of helping thousands of families, it's not what my experience is when you're actually working with people, helping them plan for retirement. Between, you know, you got to think between Social Security taxation, required minimum distributions, and income from IRAs or pensions, many retirees, you know, wind up paying much more in taxes in retirement than when they were working. And here's the reality. When you stop working, you know, I talk about this all the time, your paycheck stops and you have to find a way to replace that paycheck, but your tax bill doesn't. And the key is being proactive before retirement and not reactive afterwards. And, you know, we've seen people delay tax planning until it's too late. And by then, you know, Uncle Sam has already decided what percentage of retirement he's taken every single year. And that's why I always say, you know, you've worked hard your whole life to build this money. Don't give it back in taxes because of poor timing.
All right. Talk about what I've heard is called the tax window. Explain for us what that means and why it's so important.
Yeah, well, the tax window really is a period of time when you retire and when you start taking your required minimum distributions. Now, these are mandatory distributions that you right now have to take out at age 73. You don't have a choice. So during that time, you know, let's say you retire at 62. Okay, well, between 62 and 73, what are we going to do? Because during that time, your income is often lower, and that does create a strategic window to reposition your money. You can do things like Roth conversions. You can do realized capital gains, tax loss harvesting, and you can do all this stuff at lower rates, or draw down your tax deferred accounts while you're still in lower brackets and transfer it to tax free money. I'll give you an example. I worked with a couple. I remember this. This is going back probably 10 years ago, but you know, I worked with a couple who retired at 65. They had been following me for some time, and they waited till 73 to do any tax planning with their IRAs. By then, the required minimum distributions pushed them into a higher tax bracket. It increased their Medicare premiums and made 85% of their Social Security taxable. And, you know, they said to me, and I hear this often today, Brian, if we only would have met you 10 years ago, we could have eliminated most of these taxes. So again, the window is golden. And if you miss it, Uncle Sam is going to start making the rules for you. And we don't want to have that happen.
All right. As we close the year, let's go back to some things that can be done right now when it comes to year-end tax planning.
Yeah. Well, look, before December 31st, retirees should be asking, can I take advantage of any charitable deductions? There's a lot of things you can do at charity right now, especially with your IRAs. Should I convert part of my IRA to Roth while rates are still low? Remember, we're still in historic lows. That is, and those tax rates are sunsetting in 2026. So the other question is, you know, have I taken the right amount for my RMD this year? Tax planning is critical. I always say there's five key areas that need to be handled in retirement: your income, your investments, your taxes, your health care, and your estate planning. And people just don't know what they don't know. They're relying on other professionals to guide them. And if those other professionals are not asking you the right questions, you don't know what you don't know. So I would tell folks, the first step, if you really want to find out if there's opportunity for you, and I was talking to Rob about this on Saturday, you know, we used to open up, you know, four or five slots every week for people to schedule an appointment to come in. But this show on KDKA has been so, I'm so grateful for it because it's gotten our message out there. And so our process, it takes a real commitment. And so we want to help as many families as we can. So we can take on a handful of families each month to ensure that every plan we build gets done right. So the next step isn't about booking an appointment. It's about finding out if we're even a good fit. But you can go to RightTrackMyTaxBill.com. RightTrackMyTaxBill.com. You can go there right now. It's a free calculator that I created for you to plug in your numbers, see what your tax liability is, and then it will calculate for you what missed opportunity you have and show you, if you did tax planning, how much you could actually save. That's RightTrackMyTaxBill.com. And you can also go to RightTrackPittsburgh.com and get a copy of my book and schedule a time to talk with one of our team members and see if we're even a good fit to even work together. So again, RightTrackMyTaxBill.com and RightTrackPittsburgh.com to get a copy of my book and schedule a meeting.
Any chance you could do RightTrackMyStealers.com?
They need to be put on the right track, Claire.
We need some help. All right.
I know.
Brian, we'll talk to you next Monday. Have a great week. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, brought to you by Brian and his team on KDKA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.